messages. 4 saved messages. First new message from
Stefan Alexander, also known as POS, accompanied by his son, Jake.
Received February 13th at 4:27 a.m.
Hey, what's up? It's POS. Who are you?
Jake.
What crew are we a part of?
Doom Free.
And Ron says, what should you freestyle about? I think you should freestyle about the Children's Illustrated Bible. What do you think?
Sure.
You have to add more to the list of things. We need a list of things for him to rap about. Quick, as fast as you can.
Let's see. Cars!
You can't rap about cars. Rappers rap about cars all the time. It's gotta be about cool stuff.
Yeah. Legos!
Legos. Awesome. Give us one.
Star Wars!
Nah, not Star Wars.
Cameras!
Cameras? Legos, cameras. I'm gonna throw in 50 Cent Vitamin Water. A backpack with seashells on it, a xylophone. What do you think?
American Idol.
American Idol. What else?
A chandelier.
Bye.
Shout out to Jake and Steph for being adorable. Actually, shout out to the entire 1776 house for being the most adorable. Kristen, Weather, John. And so we open up the book, the Children's Illustrated Bible, take a good look. See, we can learn a lot of lessons from these questions that they have. A little bit of comic talking about Jesus and his dad. See, truth is that he built it way freaking back. Build it up like Legos piling up on top on stacks. And he didn't really build it up to expect that we'd sit and watch American Idol and rot a brain with our kids. See, I'm sure he had a different plan in his mind. I don't believe in God, but I think there's something much more divine than sitting wasting the time watching the TV and American Idol, Simon Cowell and other girls. See, what's that other girl's name? Opposites attract. Too many pills, taking up with liquor tossed back. See, she, now she's all crazy and she quit all of that crap. Thinking her career was bigger, now it's nothing. In fact, she's way below the scale of me. A totem pole MC, bottom of the pile. Now she's not at my knees, it's funny. You think you got it all, then you top a pile. Top a dog, toss the liquor, then it's gone. See, I'm sure there's something written inside of this book. The good one, comic, Children's Illustrated. Take a look, see, I know God didn't write that crap, but a bunch of comic got paid a buck to put it on facts. And see, we sit there and peel it all damn back. And I'm sitting on the side of the road with a six pack and 50 Cent bought him in water. Go ahead, try it, he yelled that once for my brother. He recorded it silent. Yeah, little known indie hip hop fact, my older brother recorded that 50 Cent vocal track. Came in there rolling with a crew of 25, did it in 3 takes before my brother got the levels right. And it's funny, right? If you listen to the commercial when he says go ahead and give it a try it, you can understand that it's all clipping, cause 50 Cent didn't take the time to rock the rhythm, or at least didn't take the time to get the levels tight. Dipped out, got inside a car and said goodnight. But that's a side note, got off of the track, and now I've gotta get back to the topics I'm supposed to hit, cat. See, I've been doing this since way back, since I was in 13, spitting in all these raps. See, I taught myself how to rap while I walked my dog. Living in Duval County, my songs were full of flaws, so I didn't expose anything to everyone. I would just put my headphones on and rock my beat pack full of shells. Yes, a beat pack, abbreviated to a backpack with a bunch of conches on it, baby. And now I'm called Astronautilus, after astronauts and the Nautilus shell that was attached to the hip. See, that's like a fact, that's in fact a lie. That's not how I came up with this stupid name I used to rhyme. My stupid name came cause I thought it sounded dope. And little do you know when you're fucking 15, yo, that a couple 13 years later now you would regret it and have the dumbest name in freestyle. And look at me, sitting here living the dream, wishing I could get Sufjan Stevens to be on my team, play a xylophone and sing a fucking falsetto on songs, so I can have a bunch of hits and all the pitchfork will love it, dog. I write songs about places no one's been, about historical figures no one's ever heard of, friend. So me, you and Sufjan, let's make some beats, put a fucking xylophone up on it and we'll speak. You can sing your songs real high pitched now, and I'll have the deep voice style, ebony and ivory child. Opposites attract, isn't that what Paula Abdul said to a crew back in 1992? So me and you, we can sing a song for a few, and after it's all said and done, I'll make some bucks too. And I can have the bucks to put a chandelier up inside my living room, inside the basement that I call my bunk. See, I moved from my parents' basement to across the nation to relive in someone else's parents' basement without hesitation. This is his great placement, Seattle, Washington. Put my hands up, you have take me under wings, son. I represent it hard, even though it ain't my home. I'll still sit there and root for Ken Griffey, yo. Even though he's 150 years old, he's still got the prettiest ring in baseball, yo. Shout out to Steph, shout out to Jake, shout out to Seattle Mariners and the Redwood, babe. Shout out to everybody who gives a damn about my face. Thanks, you made it great. Oh man, I need a cup of coffee. Shout out to Minneapolis, Doomtree, Jake and Steph, everybody. Y'all the cutest ever, the most adorable. Plain old Bill, I miss your smell.